Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. I am Salad Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I want to welcome everyone today, and welcome to anyone streaming on any other platform. Welcome, and thank you. Hey, bro, you're number one today. Hey, Blunt, welcome back. Number two. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. I am having a great day. Welcome. Frankie, hey, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Okay, Frankie. Thank you. I'm gonna do double duty today. Minnesota, welcome. Okay, so let's get started. So today I want to talk about two wrongs don't make a right. And over the past couple of years, with everything that's been going on in the world, I've had this conversation with a couple of people, and they have thrown out to me, hey, David, welcome. They have thrown out to me, you know, well, two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right. And I'm like, the hell it does. You know, I think that saying, two wrongs don't make a right, people usually use that when the wrong is coming back to them in some fashion, and they don't like it because, well, yeah, we've been doing this, you know, to you, and whatever. Now when it comes full circle and it comes back to them, they don't like it. Hence the two wrongs don't make a right. And sometimes they'll throw in, well, aren't you supposed to be a Christian? Aren't you supposed to be a Christian? Yeah. Uh-huh. I believe in God, but I'm also human. And I know that God did not make me perfect, and I am not a perfect person, and I have flaws. but what I want to talk about is, do you guys believe that two wrongs don't make a right? Do you believe in an eye for an eye? Do you believe, you know, taking it further where some countries, okay, bro says no, where some countries have laws where if you rape someone, a man gets his penis cut off. If you steal, you get your hand cut off. You know, if you kill someone, and even in this country, even though it takes forever to do it, if you kill someone and, you know, you get the death penalty, you know, so, and then some people say, well, we should leave that up to God. Okay. Some people believe in God. Some people don't. Some people want that justification and that gratification now. GP, welcome. You know, so I for one believe that two wrongs can make a right. You know, when you look back in history and you look at, you know, the things that have been done, sometimes you do need that other wrong to correct that other wrong and to let the people, you know, who did that first wrong be put on notice. You think you're going to keep doing this over and over and over and over and somebody's not going to do something back to you? You think that, you know, that your kid is going to be that bully, and then one day somebody, that kid that he's been bullying forever, is not going to turn around and slap the crap out of him, and all of a sudden you have a problem with my kid? You know, and for my other question is, when you say do two wrongs make a right, does that include revenge? Is revenge righting a wrong? So I'm throwing in a little mix up there. So you know, hey crazy lady, welcome back. So does if you want revenge on someone, is that the same thing of the two wrongs don't make a right? So those are my questions today. Those are my questions. And I'd like to think, you know, like to know what you guys think. Yes, no, maybe so. And then Crazy Lady says, depends on the revenge. I mean, you know. Hey, bro.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right, check this out. Two wrongs don't make it right, but it sure makes it even. Don't you know, a lot of times when we hear sayings like that, because that's what they are, old cliches, old sayings, they were made for either winners or losers, depending on how they were phrased. Like if you hear, if at first you don't succeed, pick yourself up and try again, right? Mm-hmm. If you hear that, that means a loser made that reference, because winners don't have to speak like that. So a lot of times we get caught up in faulty translation. And that's why I don't believe in old cliches. I don't believe in traditions and customs. I don't believe in none of that.
Well, I'm not saying that it's a cliche, because when I said that, I wasn't thinking along those lines at all. I'm thinking along the lines of, you keep doing this to me, you just keep it up, and when I do the same thing to you, don't get mad.
Do you know, Solid Blue, if I broke into your house, if I broke into Crazy Lady house, I deserve two things. Can I curse for the first time on here?
Yes, you can.
Okay,
as long as you're not using the B word, go ahead.
Okay, and I definitely won't do that. I respect women too much. If I break into your house or Crazy Lady house, I deserve to either A, get my ass whooped, or B, go to prison. See, the only person that'll say two wrongs don't make it right is the individual that did the wrong. People who haven't done wrong don't have to talk like that.
And that's why, and that's the problem that I have when people say, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. And that's why I'm like, yes, it does. Because sometimes, you know, you do that wrong, I'm going to do that wrong back to you. And then all of a sudden, you don't like it. Sometimes people have to be put on notice with the second wrong. You know, sometimes people need to be put on notice. You know, let's see, and Crazy Lady says, and is she's talking about revenge. Is it really revenge, or is it due course of someone needing behavior modification? Well, Crazy Lady, I will give you a behavior modification. Over the weekend, when I saw this, I was like, you know, I shouldn't be surprised anymore of the stuff that certain people do and some people do. I just shouldn't, just the world that we live in. So there's a woman, and you all can look it up on YouTube. There's a woman who is in Days Inn, and she's a white woman. And there's another woman who is at the checkout desk, and she's black. And the white woman says to the black woman, "You need to leave. You don't belong here. You know, you don't belong here." And she's like, "What do you mean I don't belong here? I'm trying to check out." She goes, "People like you don't belong here." So you hear the woman at the checkout say something to the effect of, "You don't." She's not on film, and it's not clear what she says, but she says something to the effect of, "You can't tell her not to be here. She has, you know, she has a right to be here," something like that. And the white woman says, "Oh yes, I can." So the other lady who is filming her is kind of like laughing, like, "You know, lady, please, you know, whatever." The white woman comes over to her and spits in this woman's face, spits in her face as casually. And then she's like walking out, and this woman who is black starts wailing on her, starts seriously kicking her ass. And what is the white woman doing? "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry." And the B word is flying. And she's like, "Don't you ever do this to me again. Da, da, da. Do two wrongs make a right?" Yep.
In that situation, crazy lady, that lady did exactly what was supposed to happen. Let me say this, crazy lady. I'm not opposed to cops having to kill anybody. Because if they are in a situation where their life is threatened, they have the right to live. I just don't like people killing people for nothing. That lady did not whoop that lady's ass for nothing. She spit on her. That is the most demeaning thing that you can do to a person.
That's what I put in. You spit on me, I'm whooping your butt. End of story. You know what? No.
Okay, so crazy lady, like GP says, actions have consequences.
Yep.
I mean, so crazy lady, if that woman had taken it further, I mean, because literally the woman, I mean, she was wailing on her, and she was kicking her. I mean, she was like, "Don't you ever, you know, be this and be that, whatever. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." It's like,
well, I'd be like, I'm not sorry, I whipped your butt for spitting on me.
See, I would have taken it further. So how far am I able to take it before I get arrested? Because like bro said, that's one of the worst things that you can mm-hmm. do. So crazy lady, how far is too far?
Death.
Okay.
But you know what? I guarantee unless she's a truly stupid person, I guarantee you that chick never spits on another person again.
Okay. Don't you think she was truly stupid by doing it in the first place?
Well, yeah. But, you know, there are, you know, those that need behavior modification, you know.
So
you just can't treat people. Yeah. Okay. When you treat people uncivilized, don't be shocked when they come, when they become uncivilized with you. My father used to say that all the time. Don't force me to become uncivilized, because you are an uncivilized individual.
So would this woman have been in her right if she put the woman in the hospital?
Solid Blue. Have you noticed? You haven't heard.
Wait, bro. Crazy lady was about to say.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, crazy lady.
Yeah, if she put her in the hospital, you're darn right.
Okay. See, that's how I feel. Okay, bro.
Have you noticed that you haven't heard anything about the cops arresting that woman or anything yet? The cops felt like she did their job for them. The cops felt like she was in her right to have done that job, because if those cops thought they saw inappropriate actions, don't think they wouldn't have put out an all points bulletin.
Yep.
I just think that it's just getting to the point where people have just, they've just lost their damn minds, and
they have.
One day they are truly going to run up against the wrong person who is not just going to whoop your butt. They're going to pull out a gun or a knife or like this. Whatever they do, you will not be getting up because you will be dead.
Yep.
And rightfully so.
And then you have, you know, but then you have the people going, well, they didn't have to go that far, this, this, and this, you know, and you know, and just like, you know, you see these videos of, I mean, it's, you know.
Do you know who would say that, Solid Blue?
You never know who's having a bad day.
You're right. You're right.
And if you're going to act uncivilized, if you're going to act uncivilized, don't be crying when, you know, a person says, no, you're not going to do that crap around me. I'm sorry. No. I think that's part of the issue with today's society is that everyone's, you know, oh, well, you know, everyone's got an excuse. No. Accountability. We need more accountability.
You know who would say, Solid Blue, that you shouldn't have went that far? Parents of crazy kids. Because yep. They know that their children
that need their kids, that kids need to be beat.
Doing stuff like that. They know that. Their children are doing, and they trying to protect them. Let me say this, Solid Blue. If a child of mine broke in somebody's house and was committing a rape and somebody blew their brains out, I would be hurt. But I understand.
Yep.
See. Let me say this, Solid Blue.
I thought if you were just one of them people,
huh?
I thought you were gonna say, "Let me say this anymore."
No, I'm gonna try not to, but I can't help it. That's just how my mouth works.
Go ahead.
No, but for real though, I really believe that there are parents who have raised their children that whatever they do, they defended them. Now their children feel as though they're privileged to do certain things. It's not about whether or not they lost their mind. They feel empowered to do the stupidity that they do.
I don't know about that. I believe that they feel empowered, but I don't think it's necessary. And I know we go back and forth from this whole parental.
I know, but I don't break my neck to defend parents.
I agree with what you're saying, but I also think that there were a lot of people in this world who were calm and civilized, but because either what's going on in today's world or people that they're hanging around with or people or, you know, you hear on the news or whatever, it does embolden them and say, well, if he did it, then I can do it too. If so and so did it, then I can do it too. I mean, there was a 10-year-old boy. This happened in 2016, right after the election. Little boy got called into the principal's office because 10 years old grabbed this little girl by her JJ on the playground, and he said, "Well, if my president can do it, I can do it too." His parents were appalled.
Whether his parents were appalled or not, they weren't teaching him common sense because he didn't see the president.
But if you see that is true. If you consistently hear things, if you're around someone who is smoking weed and you have never ever smoked smoked weed, but this person is smoking weed, whatever, you know, I don't care how you were raised, you're going to go back and say, well, they look like they feeling good, then I'm going to smoke some too.
Solid Blue, guess what I knew? As young as I was smoking weed, I knew that my parents would have a problem with it. So I made sure that they don't, you know, some parents say, well, I'd rather smoke weed with my children so they don't have to go out there and smoke. They make
I understand that. But
it's some bad parenting.
But at the same time, though, you just said that your parents would not like what you were doing, but you were still smoking it.
Exactly. But at the same time, Solid Blue, there are children that feel like if my mom catch me, so what? There have been times I heard little kids tell the teachers, call my mom.
True. You think that's a good parent? I guess where we always go sideways, because it seems like that practically every subject, it comes back for you. It comes back to the parents, the parents, the parents. I agree with that. I agree with that to a certain extent, because I also believe that when someone does a wrong, you could have been raised in, you know, the best way, but you can still do that wrong too. Look at Patty Hearst. Patty Hearst was raised in a supposedly nice family, whatever, had everything she wanted, whatever. She got with those terrorist people back in the 70s, whatever. Guess what? She has a gun and she's turned into one of them. So, you know, so it's not always that the parents at some point.
But guess what, Solid Blue? That means that you assume that just because she was raised in a household that looked like it should have been a culture, that you assumed that it was.
But you are also assuming that just because kids turn out to be a certain way when they're an adult, that they were not taught a certain way when they were children.
My dad didn't raise me to be a drug dealer.
I did not say. So I'm not saying, of course, there are bad parents. There are also bad parents whose kids end up turning out very well, and you have good parents whose kids turn out crappy. So you're assuming that every child that you know that turned it that is doing
But guess
thing,
what, Solid Blue, the statistics don't back what you say.
Bro, all I'm saying is this. I'm not denying. This is what you never understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not denying what you're saying, but I'm also saying on the flip side, you have kids that were raised the right way who had good parents, whatever the right way is, because there's a lot of right ways and there's a lot of wrong ways. But they turn out to be the complete opposite. You have kids that had parents who either didn't care, whatever, and their kids turn out to be exceptional people. I know some of those exceptional people. And I also know kids who grew up in very nice homes. And you look at them now, it's like, seriously? You know damn well that your mom and daddy did not raise you to be like that. So at some point, that individual responsibility kicks in, and like Crazy Lady said, her father did not raise her to do drugs, but she did it. So I understand what you're saying, and you can say stats, but you have to look at the whole. Every person even if it's 99%, you still have that 1% that's going to turn out right. So give credit to the people that are doing a good job.
Good God Almighty. That means every parent. So I'm going to assume that every parent is good from now on.
That's not what I said. That is not what I said.
You just said that the 1% outweigh the 99%.
I did not say they outweigh. I said, can you give credit to the 1% whose kids turn out good? If it's 99% of bad parents, I'm just throwing a number out there. Okay. That 1%, can you give credit to the 1%? I did not say outweigh. I did not say that at all. I said, can you give credit? And that is
all right,
where,
so I'm going to give 1% of credit to the 1%, and I'm not going to let that go over the 99%.
Good. Okay, fine. If then that is fine. But I'm saying, if you know, when people, this is what kills me, and this is what I have, and people say that I have a hard time with numbers and stats. I don't have a hard time with numbers and stats. I'm just saying, look at the whole. Don't sit up here and demonize one group of people without looking at these other group of people and saying, well, damn, they're doing a good job. One thing that I cannot stand, and people have heard me on this show before say this, that I don't like people who get on single parents, especially single mothers. I am not a single parent.
I am not a single parent.
I've never been one. I was not raised by a single parent. But I do know that there are single parents that have done a damn good job with their children. However, I also know that single parents have it harder than two-parent households. I understand that. I'm just saying that while you're knocking one, give credit to the other. That's all I'm saying. That's all I've ever said.
All I'm saying is that some kids have been switched. Do you think, all right, do you think that this lady that spit on this black lady never heard grandparents or even parents talk in a manner that would even allow her to even think of just clearing people out like that?
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that at some point, you have individual responsibility. That woman was old enough to know. The woman was about probably like in her 50s or something. She was old enough to know that when she spit on that woman, that was wrong.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Would you admit that you have at least an emotional soft spot for single parent mothers? Would you at least admit that?
No, because I'm looking at people, bro. I look at people. People on this panel know how much I love dogs. I have three of them. Uh-huh. I rescue three of them. I love 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 them. If you're my neighbor and you're mistreating your pet, I am knocking on your door asking you to give that pet to me. And if you continue to do it, I'm calling the cops. I don't have a soft spot. I just again say, look at the whole. Why do I have to condemn one? Because again, it is 80%. What about those 20? Don't those 20 get some props at all?
If it's true, right? If it's true, is that a condemnation or is that the truth? If it's true that a certain segment ain't doing a good job and it's true that they're not doing it, is that a condemnation or is that the truth?
It might be the truth, but I'm just saying, but what about the...
So I'm not condemning them.
Okay, but you're also not giving credit to the other half. You're not giving... How would that sound?
Okay. How would me giving credit to the other half?
Who is trying to sell anything?
Because I never say all. I never... Solid blue. That's based on the assumption that I say all. I never say all. So if I never say all... I never say all either.
But you come back and say you have a soft spot for single parents. No,
no, I am saying I said you have an emotional soft spot that will make you argue for them.
What are you talking about?
You're arguing, Solid Blue. You're not.
Okay, bro, you are not arguing for the bad parents because you bring up a lot of times.
Because you made the argument for them. I'm debating the argument that you presented.
But this is what I'm trying to say. For me, there's no argument. There's no debate. I am just saying, okay, that if you have a group of people who are doing a negative thing, you have that group of people. Even if that group of people is more than half, whatever, stats, whatever, that is fine. I'm also saying you also have another group of people that are doing well. Can we still not give credit to those people? That's all I am saying. If there is a race, okay?
Uh-huh.
And for instance, the Boston Marathon was just run yesterday. The man who came in last out of all those thousands of people was some 80-year-old man. Is it wrong for me to say, you know what? Good job because you finished. Is that wrong?
Okay, so even though
he didn't come in first, I cannot still say to all the other people who came in 2,563, whatever, good job. I can't say that to them.
All right, let me say this, Solid Blue. Let me say this. If we watch a track meet, right, 3 years later, will we know who came in or remember who came in 10th place? I'm just asking.
Probably not.
Okay. So that lets you know right there that people don't attribute that pittance over to Just say, for instance, it's some drug dealers.
But bro, again, my question would be, why does it matter? Why does it matter?
See, that just means don't say nothing at all. That's what you just said.
Why does it matter for you to even bring up the person that came in 10th? Because what the rest of my sentence was, why does it matter if everyone else doesn't matter? But I guarantee you that the person who came in 10th, they are going to remember their friends or parents or whomever. They, they will. But it's like, so, I mean, does it really, I mean, I'm just going to say this one last time, because I keep saying the same thing. We keep going round and round in circles.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying is, we can demonize one group of people.
I'm not demonizing.
Hold on.
You're not telling the narrative right, but go ahead.
Okay. We can say whatever and call out one group of people, or we can also call out the other group of people. I'm just saying that if someone is doing something good, can we say that this person is doing something good, as well as pointing out that this person is doing something bad?
As long as we got that same energy for everybody that's doing a particular thing. If there's a drug dealer that's not killing nobody and he's just selling drugs and making his, I'm gonna say that's a good drug dealer.
You should not be just because you're not killing anybody, you shouldn't be dealing drugs. But again,
parenting is bad parenting.
Okay, just right, like bad, drug right, bad, is drug bad dealing. Parenting is bad parenting, and there are good parents. There are good parents because I'm gonna tell you, I had good parents. I had good parents. My husband and I are good parents. Uh-huh. I would not like for someone to sit up here and tell me, well, you know, we're not talking about you, but you know, it's like, can I get some credit here? Instead, you're going to talk
blue.
About
Let
my
me
neighbor
say
who's this.
Let me say Come this, on. Solid Blue. To acknowledge that prostitutes exist don't mean that there's no good women.
I'm not
and just like
you're
me
right.
saying that there's some bad parents and, don't mean that there's no good okay, parents. That don't I, mean
and,
that.
And, okay, fine. And all I'm saying is that while you're pointing out the good prostitutes compared to, you know, whether they're good women or bad women, I'm saying, can't we just say, okay, these parents are not good parents, but there are good parents. And it just seems like every time I say there's a good parent, then it's like, you don't like me saying that. That's not true.
Whenever I say there's some bad parenting, you automatically go into a frenzy.
I do not go into a frenzy. I say
ask
that
the panel.
While there
ask
are
the panel.
Bad
ask the panel.
Panel.
Ask the panel.
Panel.
Tell them to put some comments up.
Panel, what do you all think? Some honesty here, because I know y'all just been listening to us go back and forth. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
Rather not say nothing, because they probably feel like if they said something and you didn't like it, you have to argue with them.
Seriously. I mean, come on. People push you and you. You're the second person who has said that. One other person has said that. Hold on. Because I even asked this question last week. And what did you say? Oh no, Solid, no Solid. You know, so
no,
I didn't call you a bully. No.
I just said that they would probably be afraid. Hold on. Do you see what I'm saying? All right, somebody says Solid does not go into a... All right, let somebody else type.
Okay, anybody? Well, while people are getting themselves together, all I'm saying is that if you want to say I'm going into a frenzy, if you want to say that I'm going to argue with them, whatever,
I said they probably would feel that way, Solid.
Okay,
I didn't say that
okay,
that's what you was going to do. Do you see how you take everything I say out of context?
I do not take everything that you say out of context. If people feel If people feel that I am going to argue with them, whatever, I am not taking anything out of context. All I'm saying, again, is coming back to this one thing that we all, that the two of us always go back and forth on, is the parenting. I can say to you, this seems like that you can say about the bad parenting, and I'm not supposed to say anything. That I'm not supposed to think
That's not true, because I will admit that alongside of bad parenting, there is some good parenting that goes on.
And
that's why if you said it, I wouldn't argue.
That is what I said.
Because I know the difference.
Bro, how many times have I said to you, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you, but I said, I don't disagree with you. And that but was, but there are also good parents.
Yes, I agree with you. If I say that a parent is bad, that don't mean that all parents is bad. That just means that particular group or that particular person.
Okay.
I'm not speaking for all parents.
Okay.
Not by a long shot.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to say this to anybody in this room. If y'all think I'm a bully, and no, I did not say that you said that, bro. If y'all think I'm a bully, if y'all think that y'all cannot, you know, come to my show and put pushback on me, I have never said that. I have always said that my show is one, it's a controversial show. In my show, we talk about a lot of different things. I do not want Stepford people in my show. And for some of you all who don't know what Stepford people are, I'm talking about Stepford wives. If y'all don't know what that is, I'm going way back here. It's where everybody, you know, agrees and does the exact same thing. I want to hear what people have to say. If you want to push back on me, push back on me. If you all think that I'm being a bully, tell me that you think that I am being a bully. But I asked this question last week, and everyone does, the, you know, people said things different. And Dina Jo says more passionate. Yes, Dina Jo, I am passionate. I'm passionate about a lot of things. I'm passionate about a lot of things. And like I said, I don't care what anyone says about me, whatever, how they think that I am, whatever. If everyone else agrees with a certain way, and I am that one person who's standing up out of a million, who is by that island on herself, I have no problem with it. But when I look at things, I look at the whole. I look at the whole. I'm not going to go into a classroom and see that the, you know, everybody's running around screaming everything, whatever, because there could be those one or two kids that are sitting there quietly. So I'm not going to punish the whole class. But there have been times when everybody gets in trouble just because I will fight and stick up for those other people who were not doing anything. I will be that person. And when it comes to single parents and parenting, yes, there are bad parents, but there are also good ones. And I think that if you're that there's nothing wrong with also pointing out those good ones. I do not think that everything that happens in an adult's life is because of your childhood. I do not believe that.
Solid Blue, if you take a child to a psychologist, right, or as an adult, really, they're not just going to ask them about yesterday. They're going to go all the way through their childhood see if they could find a thread of commonality that got them to this point that they're at today. They're not just going to ask them about 2 weeks ago. That's not how it works.
I know that's not how it works, and I know that they're going to ask him. I didn't say that they weren't. Again, bro, I am not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with anything that you're saying. I am not disagreeing. I'm not. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I just look at the whole. Hey, hey, Greer, well, welcome. And Filthy Breakfast, welcome. And Dina Joe and Shelby, official verbal welcome to y'all.
Solid Blue, you know I love you. Let's get back to the subject. My bad. I'm sorry. You know you my, I'm your fan. And I'm going to let everybody know that. So no matter what y'all think about Solid Blue, we can argue to the death, but I'm still a fan.
Well, thank you. And I still appreciate you being here. Because, guys, I'm a tell you guys, once my show is over with, it is over. You know, everyone has said what they said. People, you know, you said what they said, whatever. My show is over with. And, you know, I'm looking to do what I need to do for whatever. So,
but Solid Blue, let me ask you this really quick. Would it be a show if you didn't have disagreements? Your show is to get other perspectives other than yours, mine, or anybody's.
And that's why I said that people.
And that's what we're doing.
That's why I say. Yeah, exactly. And that's why I say that I don't think people, you know, are going to. I mean, what am I going to do to somebody if someone disagrees with me? People disagree with me all the time.
Well, Solid Blue, you know you got that AK-47 in your pocket. Stop playing.
Oh, bro! If you knew some of the discussions that I have with my friends, I'm talking about where we're sitting down and we're looking at each other face to face. I mean, we can go round and round and round, and we end up just laughing and talking about something else, you know, because it's at the end of the day, it's not that serious. At the end of the day, it is not that serious. But if that's what people, if that's how people think and you know, and whatever, then that's fine. Welcome, Grit. So anyway, back to the subject. Hell, I forgot what the damn subject was.
So do you know it's two wrongs don't make a right?
I got to get myself back on my train of thought. I'm sitting here drinking my tea, talking to you and looking at the chat, and you exhaust me, bro.
Take some time to look at some of the comments, Solid Blue.
Well, no one's really making me solid. I mean, everyone's pretty much just listening, and probably y'all sitting over there, you're shaking your heads, but that's cool. Again, I just go back to the two wrongs don't make a right. I think that, another wrong can make that right right. You know, sometimes people need that wrong. So, you know, however people see it.
Solid Boom.
Yes,
if
bro.
Somebody robbed your car and you had them on camera, robbing your car, breaking in your car, and you gave that camera footage to the police. They saw the dude roll past them and said hi, and that was on camera. Wouldn't you feel some kind of way? Wouldn't you feel like you had to exact justice?
Wait, are you saying that? The person is? I'm trying. Okay, let me get this straight. So they broke into my car. Uh-huh. And at the same time, did the police see them break into my car at the same time, or?
Oh, you showed them the footage of your car being broken into.
And they saw the person who actually broke into my car. Like,
yes,
after
at a later time, walking down the street just waved to them.
Yeah, I would be pissed, yeah.
Exactly. And that's where the two wrongs don't make a right. It can't exist. Because now you feel like you have to exact justice because the Justice League didn't do justice.
And that's where I come back to the sometimes you have to do that wrong to make that right.
Exactly. The second wrong is the great equalizer.
And throughout history, we have had people who have done a second wrong to make a right, But I'm just one of those people who think that if you do something, sooner or later, it is going to come back to you. And sooner or later, that wrong is going to come back and blow up in your face, whichever way it possibly will.
Solid Blue, this show is deep because you know why? No, let me tell you what's deep about it. A lot of people don't think in these terms every day to even sit down and even, you know, muse over cliches and things of that nature. Because those cliches are damaging. They are damaging to some people. You know, like if a child here, after he lost a football game, we'll get him next time, Tiger. That won't ever encourage him to play his hardest. And simply because he'll always feel like it should be a next time when in effect, the next time should have been today.
This is true, but everybody that runs a race is not going to come in first.
Right? I never do anything to lose, Solid Blue. When I used to box, I boxed every fight to fight. I was an amateur. My record was 10-3. In the 7 fights that I won, I meant to win. I even meant to win the 3 fights that I lost, but I just got overwhelmed. So we should never encourage our kids to do anything with a losing spirit or attitude.
No, I don't think that you should, you know, tell people to do things with a losing spirit or attitude, but I do believe that you need to encourage your children. I don't think that there's anything wrong in doing that.
If they lose and you feel bad, sometimes it's better just not to say nothing. Take them out for ice cream or something. But then let them know that in that next game, you expect more.
So this is where I'm going to go to the wrong and right thing. So what about those parents who expect more of their children? Mm-hmm. When it comes to academics, or even if it is, you know, a race or something, and those children end up killing themselves, you know, because it's too much pressure.
Let me ask you, is it too much pressure on a child, or do children hear people that had no expectations for their life saying, I feel like that's child abuse. They shouldn't encourage their kids to do better.
Some people feel as though
that's child abuse.
Go on, finish.
Oh, I was saying some people feel as though it's child abuse to have expectations or a certain level of expectations for your children. And they'll start making remarks like they're trying to live their life through their children. And we say all types of idiotic things. And it's not because we're abusing them. We just want them to be winners as well as successful in life.
So, Lord help me, my son listens to this show, which I know he won't because he never does. But you all have heard me say that before my son was homeschooled, my son is not an athletic person at all. And they would have these little things at school, you know, at the end of the year and stuff, and they would have races and stuff. And my son always came in last, always. I knew my son was not an athletic person. I did not expect him to come in second to last next time or come in first, whatever. I did not expect him to do that because I knew my son did not want to run that race. I knew that my son was not into athletics at all. He did not grow up, you know, as much as my husband watches football, basketball, every single sport that you can think of, my son does not. He could not tell you the name of a football team. He could not tell you. He just could not tell you who a basketball player is. That is not what he does. And I never expected him to do that. And my husband never did either. You know,
Let me say this, Sally. This is why, as parents, we got to ask our children, what do you know what I did with my youngest son?
But this is why I am saying that you cannot say, well, you came in this time, so I expect you to do better next time. No, you know, I mean, that is putting pressure on your children. Maybe that's all they can do. But where my son excels is when he draws. You know, that is where he excels. I have had people tell me that I'm not a good parent because I don't put you don't let your child do this and this, and he needs to be in sports. What do you mean he needs? He's doing exactly what he wants to do. He is an artist, and that is what he is doing. So for me to say, I expect you to do better next time, I expect you to win the race next time, that's putting pressure on your kid. And I think that is wrong. Go ahead.
Do you know, Sally Blue, when my son, my youngest son, he told me he wanted to play the violin. When I paid for his violin and I paid for his violin lessons, do you know I had expectations? Because that's what he said he wanted to do. Now, I didn't put him in river rafting, something that he never said he wanted to do and had expectations, but there should be expectations.
Well, yes, if that's what they want to do. But if it's something that when you said, well, you know, the parents want to do this, but if it's something that, you know, you're a father and you're, you know, well, you know, I like football and I played, you know, baseball in college, and I did this and this and this and this. And your kid is like, well, okay, well, you did it. Doesn't mean that I want to do it. I'm not going to, if it's something they want to do, yes, I will have an expectation.
But
if it's something that you are living, and some parents do live their life through their children, then I think that is wrong.
That's nope. Very sad. As a matter of fact, that's just wrong. I never took my children to a gym just because I boxed and said, y'all go ahead and box. I never took them to the football field just because I played, because there were things that they wanted to do. And I would put money more so on what they want to do than what I want them to do, because I think they will be more inspired to and motivated to be the best that they can be at what they want to do. You ever notice if you ask a child to do something that they don't like doing, you'll have a difficult time getting them to do it. Ask these young kids, some of them today, to read. You will have to almost hang them from a tree to get them to read. But if they say, mom or dad, can I go play the video games? Guess what they'll do? They'll master that video game. Because that's what they want to do.
Well, I'm glad that I have readers in our family. So, and bad analogy hanging from a tree. Sorry.
Okay, and that was a bad analogy, but it's the truth.
You know, but we are so off topic. I'm not even going to try to get back on topic. We are so off topic. But anyway, Lord have mercy. Y'all, I don't even know where to go from here. I really don't. So, bro, you have anything else you want to say?
I just want to say, you know what? I just want to thank you for having a platform where ideology and philosophy is welcome. That's all I want to thank you for. Because a lot of people don't allow self-expression on their platforms. And YouTube is one, because you could say certain things, and because of that, they'll cancel you.
Well, YouTube is not as bad as TikTok, so.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. I had my one show on, and I had a guest who kind of went off on, and I was screaming on TikTok, and I was suspended for a week. But
they put you in jail?
It wasn't anything that I did. It was something that a guest said. So that particular show has over 2,500 hits on YouTube, but it's something that midway through what she was saying, it was like, your life has ended. And then I got the message that I was suspended for a week. So, but anyway, but no, I mean, you know, I mean, again, you know, my show is not for everybody. And as I said last Thursday, I know my last Thursday show rubbed some people the wrong way. They didn't know how to take it, whatever. And I understand every show is not for everybody. But, you know, guys, again, I want to be that platform just because this is my personality, where I talk about anything and everything. Anything and everything. There's nothing that is off limits for me, because I don't want to be that person who, you know, is whispering behind someone's back or whispering, well, you know, so-and-so, should have done this, whatever. Well, they just walked past. So how come you didn't tell them when they were in the room? Well, you know, it's like so many things are going on in this world that people don't want to talk about them. And I want to have a platform where you can. If you don't want to talk about that particular thing, then I'm not the platform to come to. Then go someplace else. Go someplace else where they're doing a feel-good show, whatever, and there's nothing wrong with that. I like going on feel-good shows. I mean, I don't take offense if anybody leaves my show midway because they don't like something, or, you know, they come in, whatever. But, you know, and at the same time, I want to have my funny shows, and we have had funny shows. And again, I'm looking at Grit right here, and I'm still laughing at that show that we did, you know. And I'm looking forward to Thursday's show. You know, that's another show. The topic is dicey. Some people may not like it. Some people may think that it's disrespectful to whatever, you know, their beliefs, whatever. But again, I talk about anything and everything. And you guys were my friends. You know, when I say friends, I'm talking about friends. It's like y'all know me. Y'all know that we can sit and talk on the phone or talk across from each other, and we can sit and chat and laugh and crack up and get serious, whatever, about anything.
Solid Blue, let me just say this in your defense. I would rather you be an intellectual bully than you practice intellectual cowardice. You are not afraid, and I love it. I love some of the things that you say might rub people the wrong way. It might hit kind of funny, but it's necessary, because most of us need that jolt to be waking up. A lot of us are sleepwalking around. That's why the word woke holds so much hostility and animosity towards it. You got to understand that the Republicans are calling the Democrats.
Hold on. Don't call out names like that.
Okay. But all I'm saying is, woke is not a bad thing to be.
No, it isn't.
That's my only point.
No, it is. No. Woke is not a bad thing to be. And anybody who's looking over, I know for Frankie staring at me over here, but I have on my Stay Woke hat, and people have called out, you know, have said, well, you have a Stay Woke hat. Yeah, I got a Stay Woke hat. I got a lot of stuff, you know, and, you know, but I don't know, y'all. I was raised in a family where my mother and father went to March on Washington, back with Martin Luther King. When Rainbow Coalition was Operation Bread Basket, you know, they supported the Black Panthers, you know, and people think, oh my God, those people, whatever, you know. It's like, I have seen so much. Not as much as some people have, but I have seen a lot of stuff. I have seen things have been done to me, things have been done, you know, to my family, to my parents, to my friends, you know, whatever, that some of y'all would just, you know, cannot even imagine. You know, I was that kid in grade school, in second grade. I got in trouble because I stood up for a boy that I still talk to this day, who became a fireman, because the teacher accused him of talking, and it wasn't him. And that little boy was getting in trouble. He's crying, whatever. I'm like, but it wasn't him. It was so-and-so. And the teacher kept saying, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I'm like, but it wasn't him. It wasn't him. And I got in trouble. And then my mother had to come up to school and, you know, say, you know, why is my daughter getting in trouble when she's trying to stand up for someone, whatever. And the teacher found out that it wasn't him. The teacher found out that it wasn't him. And my mother made the teacher apologize to me and the little boy in front of the class. You know, so I am that person. I am that person. You know, so I'm not that person who is that fair weather fan or whatever. I will be that person who will step out, stand up, and I will truly have your back if you truly deserve for me to have your back. Like, don't lie and say that you didn't do something you really did or something like that. But you know. So, but guys, again, I know we got way off topic, and Bro and I were going back, you know, back and forth, whatever. But I don't want anybody in this show to ever feel that if you all make a comment or if you all say something, whatever, that I'm a bully, or I'm going to argue with you, whatever. I may disagree, but if you're afraid of someone disagreeing with you, then I got to look at y'all sideways. Because I welcome people that disagree with me. You can give me a different way of thinking sometimes, maybe, you know, but, you know, so.
Anyway. Solid Blue, sometimes you make me feel like Robin to your Batman. And because you be on the Batman stuff, you probably got your own personal utility belt that you climb up buildings and all kinds of things like that. And I don't have a belt yet. So when you get another one, let me get the old one.
Well, so I always say if I had to be a superhero, my superhero would be Wonder Woman.
So you want an invisible jet for real? That you can't even find when you park it.
I do want a jet. I mean, I'm talking about for real. If you know, if I had enough money, one of my first purchases would be my own private jet. So yes, I do want a jet. Invisible? Yeah, I can have an invisible shield, but yeah, I really do want a jet.
But you know what, Solid Blue, as long as you're not saying what Caitlyn Jenner is saying, that they take the private jets so they won't have to walk down the street and see homeless people. As long as you don't want it for that reason.
No. I'm all with you. No. I want my own jet, number one, so I don't have to go through TSA, and I don't have to, you know, have to deal with crazy people on a plane and all the other stuff.
Exactly.
Let me get there and get back, and I can take my pets with me without having to worry about this and that, and you know, you got to do this with your pet, you got to do this. I just want to just give you my own private jet, and I can just go whenever I want.
I'm gonna see if Amazon got any cheap used ones. I might get you one tomorrow.
I mean, you know, y'all gonna think that this is silly, but I literally do sometimes go on. I Google, and I Google private jets, and I look at different jets and what they have in them and how much they cost. Of course, they're like $32 million, stuff like that. But I do, you know, and that's just one of my fantasies. It's like, that is what I would like. I would like to have my own jet, my own pilot, my own, you know, chef, whatever, on my jet. And I can fly here and I can fly there and don't have to worry about none of that crap that's going on in the terminal.
and you can take as many pair of shoes as you want to.
Well, I don't know about the shoes. I'm just saying that I can get on and just yeah. And Ellie, thank you very much. Ellie says, told before, I like the way Sally shows her disagreement. It's like, wait, no. So thank you guys. Go ahead. And then Shy Lady says, y'all crack me up. And I and Shy Lady.
I enjoyed the show today, Sally. I don't know about you, but I enjoyed this show.
I enjoyed it. You exhausted me. You had me going round and round in circles on that merry-go-round. We got so way off topic.
I know.
But this was the show. This was the show today. Charlie says I'm enjoying the little that I heard. Oh, and by the way, guys, happy belated birthday to Shy Lady. Yesterday was her birthday.
Happy birthday, Shy Lady.
So happy birthday to Shy Lady. So, cause she my girl. She my girl. I've been knowing her for almost 40 years. She my girl. Hey, Shy Lady.
Hey, I want to say thank you to you and also to Bro. I appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
My husband was out taking me for like a little after birthday lunch. So I missed most of the show, but I just want to say I appreciate you guys and you are very entertaining. That's it.
Hey.
Thank you, Minnesota.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. But anyway, y'all. And Ellie also says, happy birthday to you, Shy Lady.
Did you ever play basketball, Sally Blue?
You know, I tried out for the basketball team in high school, and I was so bad. No, I did not play sports in high school. I played instruments. I played the piano. I played the guitar. I played the clarinet, but my love is the guitar. I've been playing the guitar since I was 12. I play it every single day. That is what I enjoy doing.
But the reason why I asked you that is because you need to change the name of your show to Little Shaq, because you go hard in the paint. You go hard underneath the basket, Sally Blue.
And now, first of all, I'm not gonna be Shaq. If I'm gonna be a basketball player, I'm gonna be Steph Curry. And Ellie said that she play soccer. I would be Steph Curry. I would be a warrior. I am a total warrior. So yeah.
That's what's up.
So all right, y'all. So I'm gonna wind this up here. And Charlie says she does go hard. Oh boy, Shy Lady, I remember the first day that I met you.
You cracked me up then.
I remember the first. I can remember the very first day that I met you, and we just clicked.
We did. So many years ago. We were in our 20s.
And we just clicked, and you have just been, in my front row ever since. You have, yeah.
You know, I think about, because I think about like my old friends, I'm like, how did we go across all these different states through landlines and still stay in touch all these years?
I mean, hello.
I don't even know how.
Hello. And it's funny that you say landlines because we're dating ourselves.
That's where we started.
That is where I mean we were around when the baby bells were breaking up. So,
exactly.
Guys, this show has gone in so many different ways today. But bro, I appreciate you. Shy Lady, I appreciate you, and I love you. I mean, guys, if we ever, y'all want to know about friendship, everybody in my front row, because like I said, you either in my front row, or sometimes you in the balcony, sometimes you standing outside, and you in the standing room only, but you have those friends that are in your front row, they are the ones that you will have for the rest of your life, whether you've met them 30, 40 years ago, whether you meet them yesterday, last year, tomorrow. You have those people who you can who can click with you and just be there and you know, just tell you about yourself sometime without getting nasty and what have you, and y'all can go back and forth. Yeah. Those are the ones. Those are the ones, and those are the ones that I appreciate. So, bro, you have anything else you want to say?
This has been a
good show. You've said so much.
This has been a good show. And I don't want nobody having any ill feelings towards Solid Blue. Just whatever you got to say, just say it. And if you think that she's a bully, either make her prove it or not. But whether she does it or not, you're not going to stop coming back, because I haven't yet.
Well, bro, you did, but I understood why. Let's see. Ellie, you can reach me at solidbluesister@gmail.com. And Grid, and guys, I want to say something about Grid. Grid started coming on my show. And he has been a true fan. He has taken up for me. And he has, Grid, one thing I can say about you is you are someone who has a very good sense of humor, especially if it's directed at you. You know how to laugh at yourself. But I appreciate you. I really, really do. I truly, truly do. So, y'all, Grit is one of the good guys. Grit's one of the good guys. And little Miss Shelby. Miss Shelby right back. Yes, you too, girl. So, but Shy Lady, you have anything you want to add before we wrap this up?
No, keep making me laugh.
Well, you got to hear earlier if you really wanted to hear what Bro and I were talking
about. I'll probably play it back.
Oh, Lord. Guys, I don't know. I did not upload any new songs. Actually, you know what? Since we ended this with Friendship, I'm going to play Luther Ingram. I'm going to take us out with Luther Ingram, I'll Be Your Shelter, which has absolutely nothing to do with the title of the show, but it has to do with what we were talking about. So let's see. You're welcome, Ellie. Yes, you do follow him if you're not. Yes, follow. Yes, guys, follow Grit. Follow Grit. Okay, you love that song. Okay, so I am going to take us out with Luther Ingram. I'll Be Your Shelter. So, hold on and let me do this.
Troubles seems more than you can afford, and you feel you need a friend, someone to share the load. When your sky grows cloudy, I want you to know you got a friend that's true, just like a shelter in the time of storm. Just like the wind-blown sand, and you feel you need a friend. I'll be there, I'll be reach there. Out your hands,
I'll be there.
And when the rain starts to fall, I'll be there, just to hold on to,
just like a shell.
Well, everyone, that's it. Thank you, Shy Lady, Crazy Lady, and Bro for coming up on the panel. I appreciate all of you. I truly, truly, truly mean that. I appreciate you guys coming to my show because I know you guys don't have to. I just say thank you. I truly say thank you. So on that note, enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.